All right, we're going to get started. People are always asking me about Sidewalk University. I guess you want to talk about Sidewalk University more than you want to attend. But let me tell you some facts about Sidewalk University. The very first thing you learn, and what we stress, is honesty. Total honesty with yourself. There's only one way you can trust what you think, and that's to know you're honest 100% of the time. You got to be honest with yourself if you want to really grow. All of you need to stop trying to portray some image of someone you dreamed of becoming. You aren't that person, so why walk around pretending as if you are? Now, at Sidewalk University, you're going to learn the importance of noticing things that you're not taking advantage of. Do you pay attention to whether or not you're smiling? What about, do you pay attention to the volume of your voice when you're talking? You don't want her to ask you to repeat yourself. That's one of the pet peeves of women. About men. Do you use making eye contact and gestures in your social interactions? See, the things that I mentioned ensure that what you're saying is not only understood, it makes it more believable. Of course, I know we all have heard of, you know, this kind of stuff before. But the way it's explained and dealt with at SWU makes it much more clearer. It's much easier for you to understand. It also shows you how to create depth in your conversation. It shows you what creating depth consists of. Adding depth by being descriptive is all it's going to really take. And if you add description to what you say, it really allows you to captivate the person you're speaking with. And it allows you to stand out. At Sidewalk University, you're going to learn to trust yourself and to consistently think highly of you. In other words, you'll truly learn what being conceited is, what it's about, how to do it. If you monitor yourself, you'll continually see improvement, daily improvement. You'll see improvements while you're out and being social. Thinking the way Sidewalk University teaches you to think makes you realize that when a woman says no, it's her who loses. She's the one losing. At Sidewalk University, you're going to also learn to answer questions without trying to find the perfect answer. but instead you'll respond with your first thought on any subject, because the first thought is the primary thought, and it's the purest one concerning whatever you're thinking about that exists. Because this is your world. At Sidewalk University, the importance of perseverance in all situations is stressed, which will allow you to see pushing forward in the correct way. I teach various things, but in particular, lesson 2B of the course will really make a difference if you do it correctly. At Sidewalk University, I teach the importance of creating things to say when you're having interactions with women. Now, this helps you to feel confident in your conversations. If you're already good at something, like writing poetry or lyrics, if you're good at that before you get to SWU, using that will help you when creating your arsenal, or when you're thinking of how to answer a question on a test. You learn to use things that you already know in your responses, because putting words together is an actual art. The truth is, you'll clearly see how women will be more receptive to what you say. This is easy, and you should consistently create more things to say in your spare time. I mean, you could do it without doing it. You don't have to really do anything but think. And I'm telling you, thinking is very underrated. Something else you learn at this prestigious doggone university is how to protect your emotions. Now, what I mean is the way you see things will actually change, and they'll no longer affect you the same way. You're gonna see that you have so much more control over your thoughts, and you feel much more capable of navigating the choices you have with confidence. You can achieve that by focusing on the things you can control. Otherwise, my world. At Sidewalk University, you're going to learn the importance of commitment. And you're going to see how doing what you know is the right thing to do mentally boosts you and keep you going in the right direction. Now, when you're committed, you'll notice a lot of different things. You'll notice that complimenting yourself gives you a sense of satisfaction, because you'll know you're making progress. That's what it's all about, making the progress you really have decided you need to make. You got to have enough discipline to keep doing the same things over and over and over if you want to reach your goal. Sidewalk University teaches that there is no room for excuses. No matter the conditions, no matter what's going on, if you're being honest with yourself, unless something is completely out of your control, something like that happens, unless something like that happens, you're always able to do the work that's required and be present on the Zoom calls. At Sidewalk University, it teaches you to be responsible. You're going to develop an intolerance for prolonged exposure to weak-minded people. You'll realize how much the people around you can influence you and affect your thought process because you are who you deal with. You're going to find yourself avoiding spending too much time with those who you don't think deserve it. More than that, you're going to stop trying to talk about things with people who aren't worthy of the information. You'll realize you do not need to prove yourself to anyone, let alone them. You don't need to prove that you're alpha, because you know your actions show that you're not only alpha, but you live that way. Another thing about Sidewalk University, you're going to learn that it's essential to know what you like. To know what you like in a woman, to know what you like in a residence. It's important to have standards and to know exactly what you're looking for when you're looking for anything. So you don't waste time. Time is precious. You don't want to waste time with a woman who isn't compatible with your desires. One of the biggest criteria, or one of the most important pieces of criteria that an alpha man looks for in a woman is that she is compatible with him. If you know you can't stand negativity in a woman, when you speak to women, you're supposed to be looking for red flags. Don't tolerate women who are constantly complaining or talking about subjects that drain you. You got to be real with yourself. No faking it. I say shit like this to myself, especially after doing something, you know, nice for a woman. Now, what I think might not have anything to do with what she's actually thinking, but what I think has everything to do with how I proceed. Your thoughts are the guiding force in your life. Quit ignoring them. I know you got to capitalize on every little thing that transpires in your life. And as I'm, you know, leading this little adventure, I'm building little blocks for my confidence's foundation. My confidence needs a basis to stand on. So does yours. Build enough of those little blocks and you're on your way to being happy. Once you build a solid foundation, a foundation to base your beliefs in, things will change. Just so you know, I never put my full efforts into catching any female unless she says she would never do what I'm talking about with her. Now, the reason is when they say that, it means that I don't have to drill this into their head. They have already seriously considered what I'm talking about before I even brought it up. And you got to know, after they say that, I'll play passive and make them like me. I'll never do anything like that. Oh, come on, girl. You don't know what you will do. Why? Because you don't know how you're going to feel about me. I've already told her what time it is. So if she would never do it, she should have got her little ass up and left. By her staying and continuing talking, she's letting me know, whether she know it or not, she's letting me know she can be caught. This is how you gotta think when you're a master player with game. Take it from me. What I'm telling you is true. It never stops for me. And it doesn't have to stop for you. Motherfuckers, learn from what I'm talking about. At SWU, you're going to learn all about how to read a woman or any individual that you're speaking with. And you're going to use what you see to make conversation. I'm very serious. These things sound impossible, especially when you're thinking about them for you. But they're not impossible if you learn how to achieve them. I had a young fool call in on one of my videos, and he said some shit that I firmly denied. I honestly thought he was lying. But a couple of callers called in and verified that there was an audio of me dealing with a problem I had with a young bro. And I have told you guys about this bro before. The thing is, he was saying I was recorded saying some sucker shit. And I denied it. But three different callers called in afterwards and verified there was a video out, but it didn't have me doing no sucker shit. They all said I was telling this bitch where I stood and I wanted to come hit that pussy. I gather that the bitch said something about not having enough for a babysitter, which was all of $20. And I realized not only was the shit true, I knew the goddamn bitch he was talking about that needed the babysitter. But what was important was the fool was lying. I stand on what I say and what I do. I was denying him having a recording of me begging some bitch for some pussy. Or, as he put it, being a trick. But you see, as I've stated in the past and will continue to believe, if you got a clean jacket, motherfuckers know it and will stand up for your ass. If it wasn't for those brothers calling in, verifying that it was a story out, I would have been denying something that was true. See, you fools of today better realize, if you're a man, you gonna look out for any bitch you fucking. It doesn't mean you being a damn fool for pussy, as these suckers was trying to say. It means you're sharp. You're sharp enough to work smarter, not harder. I don't want to go, do, or be anywhere that I don't want to be. If I don't want to pick up some goddamn pussy, Do that mean I don't want to fuck? Shit, I'll send a Lyft or an Uber to do that shit. If that motherfucking bitch can't come give me some goddamn pussy because of a babysitter needs to be paid for, am I supposed to not want to fuck? See, this is the kind of shit that makes women come at your beck and call. You finna make it easy for them. So I say, good looking out, my niggas that called in and verified, so I could give you the game on what you be doing when you do spend your money. What you be doing is paving the way for you to have access to what the fuck you're trying to have access to. Now, this nigga, on to the next topic. This nigga I turned down started getting money. He called this bitch who was a thief, and he called me creaming on the hoe. So I checked him about being so excited, and he told me he never had a thief. This particular night, she had came in with like $700 that she stole. But on another night when he called, the bitch came in with more money than he had ever seen. This broad had so much money that she stole, he damn near couldn't catch his breath. He didn't know what the hell to do. He didn't know what to tell the hoe to do because he had never checked that kind of money at one time. You see, this is the power you get when you can kick it with a real OG. I had that much and much more than that paid to me at once. So I told him, nigga, go to the mirror and let me know when you're standing in front of it. A couple of seconds went by and he said he was in front of the mirror. I told him, think of what you was doing before she called your ass and then turn out the light. The nigga did, and I asked, is it dark? Caller, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? Do you have any KD Stunts game?
Do I have what?
KD Stunts game?
KD Stunts?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
KD Stunts white pimp game?
No, I don't have none of that shit. Why?
I just want to know more about being a white person, individual man, confident with the game of you, Rosebud, and all the pimps.
Hey, man, you'll be confused just like all these other motherfuckers are. Any one of you motherfuckers think you getting game because you're talking to people. You ain't getting no goddamn game. You know why? Because you ain't using what you are learning to make money. You ain't surviving off of it. You're not living off of it. You're just getting the information. And it ain't doing nothing but going in one ear and out the other. Now, am I telling you the truth or not?
Yeah, you
know,
use and apply and get, riches.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, do you use what you're talking about? No.
Yeah, man.
No, you don't. How do you use it? What have you used?
I approach, I think I do it. I arm and I approach at stores and I.
Man, I can listen to your goddamn voice and know you ain't doing shit but talking. Don't come on my goddamn show fronting like you getting game because you listen to rap records. Fuck that. You can't go across the goddamn street with that shit you know, and you know it. And that's because you ain't getting no fucking game, period. You just think you getting game. You want to tell yourself you getting game, so then you think you have it. But no, if you got it, you wouldn't be on your ass in that stupid ass shit.
Yeah,
How you like me now?
Course, SWU, and Campus Course.
SWU and what?
Campus Course.
Why? Are you in? Are you saying you go to SWU?
Yeah, I go to SWU, Campus Course, and
Who the fuck are you, man? What's your name?
It's Rob.
Rob, how many of them Zoom calls have you been on? None, because I never heard your goddamn voice. So how do you go to SWU when you have every day Zoom calls so you can talk about what you're learning, so you can put what you're learning into action? You full of shit, man.
Yeah, man, I'll call soon. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, six, right? I can go around the corner.
What do you mean you can go around the corner?
I'm going to go the next time I go.
Dude, what I'm saying is if you got the goddamn SWU, take advantage of it and start being on the goddamn calls so I can check that goddamn voice you have so you can learn how to sound like you really know something. You don't sound like you know shit.
Yeah, down and dirty.
What about down and dirty? What does down and dirty? What does down and dirty mean?
I do down and dirty on the streets, man.
Hey, listen, dude. Don't come talking to me with that fake ass voice. What the fuck does down and dirty mean?
Down and dirty? Oh man, it means to pimp.
No, it don't, man. See, that's what I'm saying. You don't even know what you say out your mouth means. So you can't have no fucking game if you don't know what you say means. How long you been listening to whatever fucking book you asked me about? How long you been reading it?
Down and Dirty, Rosebud, Pimp Game. I've been reading it for about...
It ain't no such thing as Down and Dirty, Rosebud, the Pimp Game, because I'm Rosebud and I ain't wrote no shit like that. I wrote hella shit about being down and dirty. That's why I'm asking you, what does down and dirty mean? Because it has a meaning. You can't just say it.
To pimp hard, motherfucker.
It means what?
Pimp hard, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. You fucking asshole. Would you stop the faking you doing, man? You ain't doing nothing but making yourself look bad. That's all you doing, bro, because you can't kick it with me about this shit because you say too much bullshit. I'm going to be checking everything you say. You know why? Because I got game. You ain't got none. I can tell. I can see through muddy water and spot dry land, bro.
Blues Mac,
Hey, dude, I'm gone. You full of shit. All you want to do is pretend. You can't come out your pretend world. You're a cartoon. See you later, funny guy. Hey, I don't need that shit. If you want to call in real. Talk about something real. You ain't got to pretend to be fucking gamed up if you ain't gamed up, because I'm going to see right away. And if you sound like that motherfucker, you really ain't got no fucking game, because you don't care how you sound. If you got some game, you want to sound proper. Now, let me tell you, let's go back to the story. I asked a nigga, was it dark? He told me it was. Caller, what's up? Caller, what's happening?
Bud, this is Adrian. I just wanted to answer that question you asked about being down and dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, being down and dirty is doing what it takes to get what you want for real. And that's something I got from SWU.
Hey, being down and dirty, meaning you are, just like you said, you are about what the fuck come out your mouth. You ain't right. Playing. You know, you serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what you say, you learning how to do that shit, right?
man. I mean, this shit ain't no game for real. I mean, it's a game, but you can't treat it like that. I mean, you got to be serious about it.
Hey. It, you said that wrong. It is game, but it ain't a game.
Right.
But, Adrian, hey, I'm glad you called in, bro. Hey, I got something going for you guys on the next meeting. You're going to love it. I just thought of it today, and I implemented it in the program already. So you're going to love this. And this, you in the Mondays group, right?
Yeah, Monday.
All right, when you come in Monday, don't forget, ask about it.
All right, I got you. Appreciate it, man.
So, all right, be cool. See, I want, like I told this nigga, I said, is it dark? He said it was. Then I told him to turn the light back on. He did, and that's what now. I told him, this game ain't for niggas who hope shit. It's for niggas who know shit. You are either pimping and you trust in your pimping, which means the bitch is liable to come to get anything and bring it all to you. Or you ain't pimping at all. When it was dark, you couldn't see in that mirror. And in this life, the life that we live, this Abba Dabba is your mirror. And it shows you who you are. Just as quick as that light came on, is how quick your life can change with this fucking Abba Dabba. And you're supposed to see yourself in the change and be ready to be down, because we down and dirty. You should have checked your dough, but stop being scared of this fucking Abba Dabba cube, fool. The only reason I fucks with this nigga is I thought and I think he's serious and honest. Because you know what he said before he hung up? He said, that's why I appreciate you, man. Because I don't know why, but I was scared. But I ain't now. And I said, that's because you're Popeye, motherfucker. And I'm spinach. And you just had your dose. Spread this Abba Dabba Q, nigga. This nigga I just told you about, he had checked 17,000, and he had never checked over 1,000 from this bitch. But he blew the bitch, and he contacted me. He wanted some coaching. You know, I've been kicking it with him for only about 4 or 5 months. But he's been calling with this or that problem on the regular. Now, I don't care how much he calls, long as he can afford the session. My first question to him was, how do you know she's a thief? There's no thief worth her salt that ain't gonna get more than that little shit you've been getting. He said, the nigga I got her from said she was a thief. I've been down in this Abba Dabba a long time. That's why I charge a motherfucker who wants a coach from me. I know all you motherfuckers are making the same mistake he was. And that was not seeing the value in this motherfucking Abba Dabba. I cannot tell you exactly what I told him after all he did pay for it. But it had to do with investing in this Abba Dabba. You know, when a hoe sees you are really about this Abba Dabba, all the way down to how you do little things for her, she will give you her all. This nigga did not do none of the things I was asking him about. And most of the shit was things you do with your bra. And she was paying him. I told him, he ran that bitch off with his greedy ass ways. When he came back up with this bitch again, which I predicted, he called me and told me he was going to do the shit I spoke about, and he's going to do it exactly as I said. And think about it. He didn't know what to do, but talking to me, he learned what to do. And exactly as I said, she confessed that she was getting more than she was paying him. I also told him, if she does confess to that, before she gets the last word out of her mouth, slap the dog shit out of her ass and threaten to bust her fucking ass up about your paper. He did this the first day he got it back and had been getting under two racks, little stings, until she called him with this 17. Now, all you motherfuckers who claim this abba-dabba, I know why she brought in the 17, and I believe it was all she took. Do any of you motherfuckers know why she brought him this name? I sometimes got to remind myself that I'm only human. This morning at a gas station, a woman I met started me thinking, not about her fine ass, but about how much action I pass up every day. It's always been said, that when you grow older, you become much more attractive. And for me, that shit is really true. I went to the store after talking, to this lady getting gas, and I was accosted by another woman who had a look of dismay as she was pondering which popcorn she wanted to get. And you know me, I had to say something, some little quip. Now, as I thought about it, I thought about a lesson we have at SWU on what's real and how can she tell. So I wanted to say something. I knew I was married, but at times I can't help myself because as I thought, I'm only human. I stood behind her and cleared my throat. I wanted her to turn so she could see me. Then I said, my wife usually gets the cheesy flavored popcorn, but I get the heavily buttered, plain kind, because I take it home and mix honey roasted nuts in it and caramel. Then I have my own home style Cracker Jacks. We spoke a few more moments, and you know me, I was at it very discreetly. She looked at me and said, my, that popcorn does sound tasty. What other recipes do you have for me to try? I was getting ready to respond to her when I noticed her eyes was dead on my package. And I said, ma'am, I'm a master chef, and my specialties are of the erotic fare. Dare I say, if I gave you one of my recipes, I would have to call 911 because it would actually take your breath away. She smiled and said, well, we couldn't have that, could we? I smiled at her and said, no, ma'am, we sure can't have that. I should have smashed on her motherfucking ass. She was 50s, shapely, salt and pepper hair, snow bunny, and she was laying to have a nigga TTA. Oh, for UL7s, TTA is tap that ass. I knew I was married and wasn't looking for shit. So why does shit find me almost every time I go out? You also learn at SWU, the catch that will be something worth something is the catch you don't try for. It's because when you are a confident motherfucker and you out and about, you don't really worry about looking for any type of action. You know women are watching every step you take because of your aura, along with the way you carry your fine ass. It's so damn alluring. It's like honey. I know women are bees and will do anything in their power to get some real live sweet honey. It's getting to where I can't even go out the house unless I plan on staying in the car. I can't go to the store, the gas station, church, a funeral, a party, a club, the beach, at a stoplight, on the freeway. Shit, I can't go nowhere where women do not recognize my confidence. And once they do, they're coming at me full force with their sneaky fucking ass. Damn, what a fucking life. When you have something as valuable as confidence, your daily routines become anything but routine. I was getting groceries today, and a lady was at the vegetable bin, and her arm was in a sling. When I got outside the store, I saw she was trying to get a bag of groceries in her Mercedes and finish her morning joke at the same time. I offered my assistance, and as I stood putting a couple of bags in her car, she reached me a 10 in her business card. I looked at her suspiciously and took the card out of her hand, leaving the 10, and I said calmly, "I'm much too expensive to do things for tips, madam." After explaining that she'd had an operation on a tendon in her wrist, she appreciated I was a gentleman and wanted to help her. "I hope I didn't insult you. I don't get to see many gentlemen, especially this early in the morning." So I said, "That just means you need to get out more often, young lady. I can see you're a busy woman. You might want to give yourself a little time out to smell the goddamn roses." I shot at her quickly. "As a matter of fact, I know a little rose garden in Napa you might enjoy." I told her this as I looked at her business card for the first time. Her card read, "Danica the Dancer, parties and special events." I looked at her and she winked a seductive wink and thanked me for my assistance. Moral of the story, when you have a true taste of confidence, you don't wait for action. You make your action. You make it by being the right kind of forward. You don't want to be overly forward, just forward enough to intrigue that woman. And you'll find she will invite you in, just as this woman did with me. I declined, though. Confidence isn't priceless. There is a cost. Most times, you miss a lot of pussy. I know you've not been hearing from me as much lately, and that's going to remain the same. But I still read different posts, and this is something that needs to be addressed. I read where some dude got caught up in some kind of problem involving minors. There's photos, videos, and all kinds of incriminating shit on this nigga. And the person who made the fucking post was wondering if he should have taken a deal or not. Now, in my opinion, this is the kind of concern we don't need. There is no way a genuine participant of this abadabba would give a damn what the hell happened to this fool. He and all who are concerned with what happens are what gives this game a black eye. There is a such thing as getting caught in the cross. Honest mistake. But you gotta pay a huge price in this fucking abadabba. But unless that's the fucking case, fuck that nigga and whatever happens to him. He deserves it. Real niggas do not do the shit he's accused of doing, especially documented on video and pictures. he wanted what he's faced with. I'm just saying, you young motherfuckers today be tripping. You dudes need to understand the laws did not start in 2000. You know, they've been giving niggas the bitch because that's what they call life. I got the bitch. You could get life if you was caught in the wrong state with more than one white bitch in your car. You could get life if you was crossing state line with hoes in your car. More than you could get life if more than one hoe testified on your ass. At least 30 years. Man, we all past that shit. This is exactly what I'm talking about when I say you guys think scary. Thinking that bullshit makes you motherfuckers accept anything. Stay away from this abadabba if you can't stand it. Because niggas go to the pen in anything slick. I was out there and didn't go, so you know it's possible. I ain't the only nigga that didn't go. Since you fools like statistics, only 1% of the niggas with this abadabba goes to the pen for abadabba related shit. The rest go for bullshit that happens when they miss pimp. In the 70s and 80s, massage parlors were the shit for some hoes. And in the 80s and 90s, the phone was the shit for punk ass bitches. Those hoes would ride by foot stompers like I had and brag about not having to hit the track. Some of the motherfucking street hoes started trying to escape the rigors of the streets with the same bullshit. They had soft niggas who were tired of dealing with the popo, so they allowed them hoes to get lazy. Those fucking lazy hoes would ride by bragging about not being on the streets. And some hoes bought that shit home to their man. We pimped. We would not give a fuck about how some other bitch have it easy. Take your punk ass over there and choose that nigga bitch. Because I'm about this abadabba cute. That's how we all handle that shit. Now, you gotta understand, I told you a lot about fucking SWU. All the questions you have were answered. All the questions I got or be getting, I answered them. That doesn't mean shit. What means something is when you register and bring your ass to SWU and you see that all these things I said are true. That's what really matters. Is the shit true or not? Yes, it is. So, I didn't get very many calls today, probably because y'all was listening. But I do know that what we talked about was important because it's something that I really wanted to say, which is all that's important. We teach about conceit, selfishness. Hey, a lot of things you think about the word selfish is because you don't realize English is the only language where one word can mean 150,000 different things. So the one that you focus on as far as the one meaning that of selfish is meaning you want it all for yourself. No, that is a fucked up way to think. Selfish means you think protective. You are not going to do anything to put yourself in harm's way. That's selfish, the kind we be talking about. Conceit means you believe in yourself. You believe in what the fuck you're thinking way more than you believe what I'm thinking. So otherwise, you can believe something and I can tell you it ain't right and you wouldn't give a fuck. That's how I am. You tell me my shit ain't right. I don't give a fuck what you say. I ain't thinking about it because that ain't what I'm doing. What you talking about? I'm doing what I'm talking about. Separate shit. Understand the shit you separate. Don't mix it up. Be down and dirty. Because I am.